is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station. Serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond. WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on the solo, or rather on WCWP Brookville. We start with a song I've wanted to play for a while, despite the vocalese throughout it. This is the first instance of Ramsey Lewis joining forces with Earth, Wind, and Fire, led by Maurice White, whose big break came in the 1960s with Ramsey's trio. Earth, Wind, and Fire, or EWF, for short, is all over the title track to Ramsey's second 1974 release, Sun Goddess. .88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Ramsey Lewis on Rhodes Piano and Earth, Wind, and Fire on everything else with Sun Goddess from Sun Goddess in 1974. That title track was written by EWF frontman Maurice White and John Lind. Maurice played the drums and timbales and sang vocals. His brother Verdeen White and Philip Bailey were the other two vocalists, with Verdeen on bass and Philip on congas. Charles Stepney played guitar and the ARP ensemble synthesizer. Johnny Graham was solely on guitar, and Don Myrick of EWF's Phoenix Horns, spelled P-H-E-N-I-X, had the big tenor sax solo. Speaking of horns, let's stay in 1974 with Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, covering another vocalese tune by Joan Baez featuring Joni Mitchell, Dida. Pat Metheny Group on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Jocko. Pat's tribute to fretless bass virtuoso Jocko Pistorius on their eponymous 1978 debut. When I was young and naive, I thought his name was pronounced Jocko and he was Scandinavian, but he was actually Floridian. Pat, a Missouri native, first worked with Jocko in 1974 and had him on his solo debut, Bright Size Life, in 76. Recently archived in the Library of Congress, by the way. Pat played guitar on Jocko, Lyle Mays was on piano, Danny Gottlieb on drums, and channeling Jocko on fretless bass was Mark Egan. Before that, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Dida from You Smile, the song begins in 1974, the same year Pat and Jocko met. Dida is a cover of Joan Baez's vocalese song on her all-Spanish album Gracias a la Vida, released in April 1974 on Herb's and Jerry Moss's A&M record label. You Smile came out that May. Herb led the way on trumpet, Vince Charles was on steel drum and percussion, Julius Wechter on marimba, John Pisano on guitar, Ernie McDaniels on bass, Nick Ciroli on drums, and arranging it all was Quincy Jones. We'll visit Neptune's Outer Rings next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Hey, it's Jamie. I'll be hosting the rock show Sunday night. Stay golden.
From the late 1920s through the end of World War II, studios like MGM, Warner Brothers, 20th Century Fox, Paramount, and RKO dominated film production worldwide. A virtual presentation from the Syosset Library on July 29th at 2 p.m. will examine the forces that made Hollywood the giant of global filmmaking during its golden age. For more info, visit syossetlibrary.org or call 516-921-7161. The Community Calendar is a public service from your friends at LIU Public Radio.
Do the playlist at WP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Clifford Marshall Van Buren is in a Neptunian mood with Destination, the Outer Rings.
Hi, this is Joe Birdy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Joe. That was Nelson Rangel with A Little Sweetness from his 1988 debut, To Begin Again. A Little Sweetness was written by Jay Rowe, Nelson's buddy from the New England Conservatory of Music. Jay played piano and keyboards with Nelson on flutes and piccolo. They were backed up by Victor Bailey, no relation to Philip, on bass, Tony Thunder Smith on drums, and Emmadine Rivera with percussion. Before that, it was the one-man band of Clifford Marshall Van Buren with Destination the Outer Rings from the Moons of Neptune in 1991. That means Clifford played everything, and he won't be the last in that regard tonight. That goes for debut albums as well. We heard debut offerings by Pat Metheny Group and Nelson Rangel. This next song is the last track on Norman Brown's 1992 debut. And like Destination the Outer Rings, it was heard in local forecasts on the Weather Channel. Inside is the song.
Hi there, Chemosabe. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus, and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1. In Brookville, New York. Love it.
And I loved Norman Brown with Inside from Just Between Us in 1992, his debut album. Big Dan was working at CBS-FM at the time. In fact, he had just started in October 91. Norman wrote and arranged Inside and played guitars. Herman Jackson and Wayne Ziggy Lindsay, L-I-N-S-E-Y, tag-teamed on keyboards. One of them kept playing a neener-neener phrase. Richard Patterson was on bass, Chuck Morris on drums, and on percussion, the unrelated Munyongo Jackson. And there are more namesakes to come as the show progresses. Aren't there always? Inside and Clifford Marshall Van Buren's Destination the Outer Rings were among the songs the Weather Channel used in their local forecasts, and they continued to play contemporary jazz and New Age excerpts until about 2008. That's how I discovered some of the music you hear on this show and where I developed my love of instrumentals. Gordon Goodwin gets very, very quiet next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
Knocking on Dylan's door. Maybe one day I'll answer.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
It's Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band with Hunting Wabbits 2, A Bad Hair Day. FM and WCWP.org. That was a pair of songs by hosts on another 88.1, K-Jazz, KKJZ-FM, out of Cal State Long Beach. You just heard David Benoit with Cute, Neil Hefti's composition for Count Basie, covered on Standards, which was released in 2006 but recorded in 2001. It's a trio album with David on piano, Brian Bromberg on acoustic bass, and Greg Bissonette on drums. Before that, Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, spelled P-H-A-T, with Hunting Wabbits 2, A Bad Hair Day, spelled H-A-R-E, on the Fat Pack, like the Rat Pack, which was recorded and released in 2006. Gordon, who previously scored for Warner Brothers cartoons, wrote and arranged Hunting Wabbits 2, the sequel to the first, which was on XXL in 2003. A third would follow on That's How We Roll in 2011. Of course, it's an homage to the classic Bugs Bunny Elmer Fudd cartoons. No one is credited with the solo, but there is a big solo by Eric Marienthal on soprano sax, which for some reason makes me cry. I guess it's because the solo's music style differs from the rest, which has a classic, there's that word again, cartoon sound. And it's a happy cry, for the record. I'd also like to credit Sal Lozano on piccolo and possibly alto sax, Pete DeSiena on trumpet, Grant Geisman on guitar, Bernie Dressel on drums, Brad Dutz on percussion, and Gordon Goodwin a la Carl Stalling on piano and keyboard. Hour one will end with a song released in 2001, but first, the Rippingtons in 1996 with Urban Wanderer.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on WCWP, Brookville. Hour one ended with Casey's Lullaby, J. Rowe's tribute, another tribute, to his niece, Kaycee Begley, spelled K-A-Y-C-I-E. And that's on Laugh Out Loud in 2001, not abbreviated L-O-L. Jay was on piano and keyboards, just as he was with Nelson Rangel earlier, and backing him up were Frank DeMeo on acoustic guitar, David Mann on soprano sax, Dave Lavolsi on bass, and Fred Catfish Alias on drums. Before that, the Rippingtons with Urban Wanderer from Brave New World in 1996, written and produced by frontman, to use that term again, Russ Freeman, who played guitars, including acoustic, guitar synth, and keyboards. Not only did Jeff Koshua play soprano sax, as David Mann did on Kaycee's Lullaby, but he also played flute and electronic wind instrument, or EWI. There was also Kim Stone on bass, Tony Morales on drums, percussion by Steve Reed, and doubling up on trumpet were Jerry Hay and Gary Grant. Hour two begins with Jazz in Pink, the band of Gail Johnson, with the H and O inverted, a band in name only on their Joy album, which means, like Clifford Marshall Van Buren, Gail plays everything you hear on Into the Night, N-I-T-E. Guitarist J.J. Sansavarino with Set It Off on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Cocktails and Jazz in 2021. Set It Off was cocktail number four, or track four, and said cocktail was J.J.'s musical creation. That means he wrote it. Joining J.J. were West Byrd on keyboards, John Powell on trumpet, Zem Odu on tenor sax, Dwayne Smitty Smith, no relation to Tony Thunder Smith, on bass, Omari Williams on drums, and Danny Sadownick with percussion. Before that, Jazz in Pink, led by Gail Johnson, with Into the Night from Joy in 2020, which was a band in name only, as Gail did most of the playing on Joy. She was a one-woman band in particular on Into the Night, writer, producer, piano, keyboards, drum programming. The next two songs both include one name, guitarist Niels, and percussionist Oliver C. Brown. First, Lisa Addio with She Closed Her Eyes in Paris, presumably at bedtime in her hotel room.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
Thank you, Ryan. That was Keith Andrew with Cubano Nights from Soul Expedition, S-O-U-L, in 2020. Keith wrote Cubano Nights and played guitar. Niels, N-I-L-S, played rhythm guitar. Gordon Campbell, G-O-R-D-E-N, that's the last of the spelling, I promise, on drums. Percussion by Oliver C. Brown, and I think Johnny Britt was on keyboards. Somebody was. I know Niels was on keyboards and rhythm guitars. Before that, on She Closed Her Eyes in Paris by Lisa Addio from Listen to This in 2019. Lisa was on piano and wrote the song with Niels. She also sings on the vocal version later in the album. Daryl Williams, no relation to Omari, was on bass. Tony Moore, not Morales, on drums. And once again on percussion, Oliver C. Brown, no relation to Norman Brown. We'll go from Jazz in Pink with Gail Johnson to Dolores in Pink by Joyce Cooling. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Howdy, folks. Are you ready for some great country music?
And WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, Joyce Cooling with Dolores in Pink, which is not another Gail Johnson band.
Hi, this is Richard Elliott, and you're listening to Mike Shimeri on WCWP.
And the name of my show is Instrumental Invasion. That was Richard Elliott with Given It Up from Lip Service in 2014. Richard played his signature tenor sax and wrote the song with Mark Obashi, keyboards, and Paul Brown, producer and mixer, and not related to Norman or Oliver C. Brown. They were joined by Randy Jacobs on guitar, Nate Phillips on bass, Third Richardson on drums, Lenny Castro with percussion, and the horn duo of Jerry Hay and Lee Thornburg. Jerry was paired with Gary Grant last hour on Urban Wanderer by the Rippingtons. Before that, Joyce Cooling with not Jazz in Pink, but Dolores in Pink from Global Cooling in 2009, written by Joyce, guitars, and Jay Wagner, piano and keyboards. And that's where the flute sound came from, not real flute as heard on other songs earlier in the show. Buddy Rivera, no relation to Emma Dean, was on bass, and Celso Alberti played drums and percussion. Eric Marienthal returns on soprano sax for this Jeff Lorber fusion song from 2013, Dragonfly.
Hi, this is Pete the Body Bilotti from CBS Sports Radio, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Pete. That was Ken Navarro with another tribute to Jaco Pastorius. Ken's tribute is called Jaco Smiled, and it's on Unbreakable Heart in 2015. I said last hour that I used to think Jaco was Scandinavian, but he was actually Floridian. He was from Oakland Park in Broward County near Fort Lauderdale, which I drove through as a passenger in 2019 on my way to Coral Springs. As for Ken's tribute, Jaco Smiled, like Clifford Marshall Van Buren and Gail Johnson before him, Ken played everything, especially guitar. Before that, the Jeff Lorber fusion with Dragonfly, the last track on Hacienda in 2013. Dragonfly was written by Jeff, keyboards, synth bass, guitar, and Jimmy Haslip, real bass. Michael Thompson was also on guitar. Eric Marienthal was on soprano sax, as he was on Hunting Wabbits 2 by Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. Eric's Chick Corea Electric Band mate, Dave Weckl, was on drums, and the one-man horn section of David Mann, heard on soprano sax earlier with Jay Rowe. Julian Vaughn gets acquainted with precipitation of the wet kind. Not snow, not sleet, but rain. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody.
You always have someone on Saturday night.
Celebrating over two decades here at WCWP.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Chapter 8, or Track 8, or Cocktail 8, going back to that, on bassist Julian Vaughn's 2021 album, Chapters of Love, is called Romance the Rain, as long as it promises not to betray you with lightning, hail, and damaging winds.
Hi, this is saxophonist Jeff Koshua. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri
on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Jeff will close out the show, but you just heard Peter White with Peaceful from Music for Starlux Airlines in 2019. Peter wasn't quite a one-man band because of additional programming by DC, but he did do everything else. He wrote it, produced it, mixed it, and played guitars, keyboards, accordion, harmonica, and drum programming. He left piloting and flight attending to the professionals. Before that, Julian Vaughn with Romance the Rain, Chapter 8 on Chapters of Love in 2021. Julian played all the bass parts in addition to writing and producing. Joining him were Adam Hawley on guitar, Jeremy Nixon, like Jackson, Johnson, and Van Buren in this show, on keyboards and drum programming, and Elon Trotman on tenor sax. The aforementioned Jeff Koshua, heard last hour with the Rippingtons on soprano sax, plays tenor and other tiers of sax in the horn section on the last song of the night. Richard Elliott had Given It Up. Jeff has Given In, a reimagining of a song he first recorded for his second album, Walk a Mile, in 1997, and with the same Coastal Access bandmates. This reimagining is on Sunrise, also in 2021. Given In was written by Dave Kohansky, who plays keyboards, and along with Jeff was producer and arranger. Also returning from the original, Alan Hines on guitars, Melvin Davis on bass, and Dave Hooper on drums. New to this version is percussionist Ronnie Gutierrez. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Given In by Jeff Koshua takes us out. So long.